The Sunshine Coast. Located 100 kilometres north of Brisbane in southeast Queensland, Australia. Spanning over 60 kilometres of stunning beach coastline and scenic picturesque hinterland. From Pelican Waters to Tawantin, making it the ideal location for your wedding. In this series, we'll talk to the local experts, the venues, brides, and all the people who can make your wedding the best day ever. And here's your host, DJ, MC, and radio personality, Lee Bevington.
Here we are yet another week on the podcast, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you give us a rating there. And can even find us now on Spotify. This is very exciting. This week we are talking to a man behind Sunshine Coast Videography. It is a man who has helped me a lot, learn a lot about video over the years. I have a background in wedding videos and decided to make some videos at home and all that sort of stuff. Tell me which camera to get, which way to light things and edit. His name is Jaden Toohey and he joins me on the phone right now. Hello, Jaden.
Hey, Lee, how are you? Thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, you are welcome. Of course, when it comes to videos and weddings, you are the man to talk to. You've been on the Sunshine Coast quite some time now. You grew up, I think it was in the Kawana area, wasn't it?
Yeah, around here, and then a little bit out of Palmview, Glenview area as well.
So. Nice. So how did it all start for you? Let's go back to the very beginning, to your fascination for video.
Well, I guess it's one of those things that's always been a bit there, you know, even back into the school days, even though I didn't do film and television at school. We always had the camera out and filming stuff at home or, you know, out at the beach and filming some surfing and that kind of thing too. Or back then it was all very, very different. But
Yes, yeah, it was all analog. So what were you using, like Hi8 or Video8 or VHS-C?
Back then, yeah, probably Hi8, probably the one. And then a bit later on, the little mini DV came out.
Oh, yeah.
And then into the digital, which kind of, it's funny, the early digital stuff was worse than the analog stuff. So.
Wow.
Progressed a lot since then, but yeah.
So when you were editing, what were you using when you were doing the tape? Did you just stop the VHS and press record again?
Yes. Yes, just a VHS player and a little recorder and just play, stop, you know, try to plug in the audio into a, you know, a hi-fi machine sort of thing and just you record the audio out of that. So yeah, very different than today's editing programs. I remember early on the stage, a friend, he was a bit more computer savvy in that, and he had, you know, this FireWire capture card. We didn't know what he was talking about. We went over there and sort of captured some of the video and had some sort of real basic editing program. And it was just, you know, like, wow, this is interesting, the future of where video is going and that sort of stuff. And obviously since then, it's come a long, long way. So much easier these days.
That you decided to say, hey, I might give this a crack and make a business of it?
Probably not. 14, 15 years ago now, I was doing university. I was starting to be a primary school teacher and decided that I was doing a university through an outpost up Noosa Way of Central Queensland University, and they're about to open it here on the Sunshine Coast down further, so the Sunshine Coast Uni. But there was about a gap in between, so I needed to find something to do with that gap of a year or so in between. The wife was doing wedding photography already. She's like, you should try video and see what it's like. So if I want to train up with and go that way. And that's basically where it started and kind of took off from there and never went back and finished off the full degree. I finished off sort of a 3-year bachelor degree, but not the full teaching degree side of things. So yeah, just took off too quick.
Yeah, well, you've been around on the Sunshine Coast for quite some time now and you're a very well-known videographer. When it comes to weddings, what sort of things do you look at capturing for the actual video?
Well, the best thing, and it's one of the things you can't really predict in that, is just that the emotion, the stories, the little things that just to pop up. You know, you're gonna have the camera ready to film it sort of any moment. You know, a lot of it luckily just happens throughout. You know, people doing their vows and the tearing up and that sort of stuff. But gonna be ready to turn that camera at any moment to sort of capture someone's reaction, the tear pouring down, or you know, even at the parts where they're getting ready. You know, when the dad might walk in and see the bride for the first time in her dress and just looking absolutely stunning and just those emotions and reactions there. So we always say that people start to cry, oh, sorry, and that's the stuff. I'm like, no, don't stop with, you know, crying, and that emotion is the best part of it. So it's great to be able to be there and capture that. And, you know, you really do get involved and brought into someone else's world. And it's just, yeah, just an honour to be part of, really.
Your ability to capture this is brought on by the fact that you've got multiple cameras. How many cameras do you usually bring to a shoot?
Often three cameras covers it quite well. And generally it's just me filming with them all. So it's just, relying on tripod and focus. And these days we've got, like your Wi-Fi and that, so you can be monitoring another camera while you're on the other one and seeing what the other camera's seeing across the room. So it does help doing that kind of thing. But it's always adapting with technology and seeing what that technology can do, its limitations and that sort of thing as well. But yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's always great watching what new gear is coming out and what it might be able to do and what, creative advantage or creative area that might give you to have some fun with it and see what you can do with those shots.
So obviously the quality of the video has improved tenfold over the years. High definition now, 4K, and you're able to do this using traditional digital SLR cameras now.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. We sort of go out there and the people think, oh, yeah, can you take a photo of us here? I'm like, well, actually, I'm doing the video side because the cameras look practically the same. So it's great. I love having the smaller form factor, which means I can have, three cameras in a kit carry bag. Whereas I remember back in the day, we had one camera and it took up the whole big carry bag. If you want to have two, you've got two big carry bags, three, and it just makes it so much more portable, but with that flexibility. So, often when we're moving around, I've got, two cameras strapped to my hip and then one I'm on a gimbal and all that, and so we can just flip between a wide angle, a tight angle, or the gimbal movement camera, and just have lots of freedom and work really quick, because that's one thing with wedding, you only get one take at it, things just happen, so just being able to flick to whatever camera you need for that circumstance and situation is just brilliant.
A lot of people only think about the vision side of things, but you take care of the whole package in terms of sound as well. What do you use to capture audio at these memorable occasions?
Audio is your area, so you know a lot about that and how it can be, especially with a live event. So, I just always try to, philosophy makes you back it up and back up again. So often, we've got a recorder in the line out at the celebrant's got a PA system, but we'll also pop microphones, lapel microphones on pretty much anyone who's going to talk. Or if they've got a microphone themselves, just make sure we've got a backup on that. And you can never be too cautious with that, because you've got wind that comes in there and interference from wireless signals and all sorts of stuff. So the more you've got out there capturing it, the better you are with chances. So there's always that fine balance too, because although I'd love to put a microphone on the bride, they don't always sort of let us. And so picking up that sound from the groom, as long as they're standing nice and close together, is often the way we go with that too. But yes, the audio is very, very tricky area. And I guess just time and experience is what gets you good at that. And having gear you can rely on. And it's hard to try to find that right gear. A lot of the gear I use now has been discontinued in the future, and trying to find replacement gear that works just as good as that can be tricky at times.
There's a lot of international guests that come to Australia, and also obviously international couples that come to Australia to get married. When it comes to streaming, do you find there's a market for that at the moment with the internet?
We've only had a very limited request for it at the moment. So I haven't invested into a lot of gear yet with that. But I think, especially with coronavirus and that sort of stuff, the demand's definitely been, the question's been getting asked, far more. So it's definitely something I'm watching very closely and been sussing out the gear, what I need to, correctly set me up to, do good quality videos in that sort of streaming sense. But I think it's definitely a space to watch over the next year or two. I think it's going to be, getting popular.
I read a lot of these bridal forums, and there's always people saying, can someone recommend a videographer? I only need them for the ceremony or something like that. I only need them for an hour and a half, which basically indicates that I want to spend too much money. I, as an observer, have seen that it's not in the actual capture of the day. It's actually the editing process. That's what takes the time.
Yeah, when someone sort of says, that's a lot of money for a few hours on the day, a lot of people don't realise that that's the small part. The editing side's actually a lot more time chewed up there. And plus all the expense of the camera gear and that sort of stuff all goes into that price of the videography. We're using three cameras and multiple audio gear and that sort of stuff too. So when people say, your price is about the same as a photographer, that's kind of as expected. Even sometimes a bit more if they're wanting more gear and more stuff out there and capturing that sort of way, because it does take more gear often than a photographer, and a lot more editing hours too. So expectations are similar pay as well. So with regards to that.
What's the most popular package that people sort of book when it comes to the actual length of the final product? Is it like a highlights reel? Is that what they're mainly looking for?
Yeah, it's hard to know. Like, we've got a lot of packages, and people say you should come down and look, you know, just to two or three packages and that sort of stuff. But we're always booking all of them out, so people want such different things. So it's hard to say, oh, just everybody should suit this one. But yeah, we find that, you know, we either want someone who just wants to come in there and cover those formalities, just keep it pretty simple, and want a long version of it, just so they can remember everything. And then others just wanting that more cinematic, you know, that highlight trailer sort of version there too. So we offer them both with their packages. They can have either or add them both into the package as well. So it really, you know, we find that every bride's individual and want individual things. So, you know, even if there's a package that we've got that doesn't suit them, they can just design their own one and yeah, a certain amount of hours they want or gear they want or inclusions and that sort of stuff too. So, yeah, it just goes into the individuality of the couples, really.
You're the man in the know when it comes to video on the Sunshine Coast. Jaden, thanks for chatting to us from Sunshine Coast Videography. How do we get in touch with you? If anyone's listening to this podcast going, oh, I wouldn't mind getting in touch with Jaden to talk about videos.
Yeah, probably the easiest thing is just to Google Sunshine Coast Video. Where the first thing that pops up there, the business name is Sunshine Coast Videography. But if you Google that, it just pops up there quite easily. It's the easiest way to remember it.
Jaden Toohey, thanks for your time.
No worries.
Absolute pleasure. There you have it, Jaden Toohey from Sunshine Coast Videography. If you want to reach out to me, my name is Lee Bevington, and it's the Sunshine Coast Wedding Podcast.com.au. See you soon.
The Sunshine Coast Weddings Podcast was hosted by Lee Bevington and produced by Matt Fulton Productions. Belinda Cotton speaking.